This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So this week's Parsha share, Parshas Vayera, will begin with the idea of Hachnosas Orchin, which was the topic of the Halacha share, and some very interesting insights regarding the opening psukim of the Parsha. The pasuk begins, if you're listening online, please email me at jlogolker@gmail.com. And if you're with me now, then just look at the first box. Vayera Elof Hashem Be'elone Mamre, V'yoyshev Pesach Ha'ohel K'chayim Hayoyim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu, and is sitting by the opening of his tent in the heat of the day. Vayisa Einav, and Avraham Avinu opens his eyes. Vayar V'hinei Shlesh HaNoshim Nitzavim Olav, and he sees that there are three people who are standing there. Vayar V'stikrosom Mipesach Ha'ohel V'yishlach Ha'arto, etc., etc. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Avraham Avinu. And says Rashi, based on the next pasuk, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahamtin Lai, wait for me, Ashe Yoretz V'yachnis Tzarechim. Which, if you think about it, is a very strange behavior, very strange course of action. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your Orchim come along, these three Arab travelers, and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hang on a second, let me deal with them, we'll talk later. And indeed, later on in the parsha, he goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bit like, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but when you're on the phone, and sometimes the person you're speaking to, he puts you on hold, you hear the beep, someone else is calling, and he's saying that the second call is more important than you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is told, as it were, Avraham Avinu is putting him on hold whilst he's dealing with the Archim. But yet, the Gemara in Shabbos says, we see from here, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, G'day Lachnas Archim Mekabolos Pnei Shechina. You see from here that Kabolos Pnei Shechina is set aside for Hachnos Archim. Hachnos Archim is even greater. Why? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Boyu Re'ei, Sheloi K'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam, Eim Katan Yachol Emel Agad, L'hamdinat She'ovei Yatzlecha. A junior person can't say to a more senior person, a greater person, just please, just hang on a second, wait. Etc. etc. So we learn from here, Avraham Avinu sets the precedent that I heard a very interesting question. That's all well and good that we have this precedent from Avraham Avinu. But where did Avraham Avinu learn it from? What gave him the right to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, hang on a second, let me deal with that though, with the Archim, with the guests? Where did Avraham get it from? It's a great question. So I once heard an answer in the name of Reb Herschel Schechter, and he made reference to the Rambam. The Rambam in the third box, in Hilchas Yosei Atera Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the famous Rambam, compares the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu with all other Nevi'im. Let's take a look. Kol ha-dvarim she'amarnu him derech Nevuah l'chol ha-Nevi'im. Everything we've described so far, says the Rambam, is other Nevi'im. All other Nevi'im. Chutz mi-Moshe Rabbeinu Rabban k'shokha Nevi'im. Apart from Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest of the Nevi'im. U'ma ha-hefrush yesh ben Nevuah s'Moshe l'shakol ha-Nevi'im. What in fact is the difference? She'kol ha-Nevi'im v'chaloim v'mareh. All other Nevi'im, they saw their Nevuah, they had their Nevuah in a form of a dream or some sort of vision. Moshe Rabbeinu misnabeh or v'oimeh. Moshe Rabbeinu was alive and awake. Kol ha-Nevi'im al-yidei malach. All the Nevi'im, it was through a malach, v'fichach roim, shem roim, b'moshel, b'chidah. It was through some sort of moshel, some sort of riddle. But Moshe Rabbeinu was per el per adaber boi, etc., etc. And the Rambam goes on and gives various differences. It transpires that Avraham Avinu was not the same as Moshe Rabbeinu, was in the category of Shaar Nevi'im. And therefore, when the pasuk says, Vayeiro Elov Hashem, Hashem appeared to him, his Nevuah, he was in a state of sort of a trance. He was almost like in a dream. He was almost asleep. And therefore, if Avraham Avinu, despite being sort of receiving this Nevuah and being in a trance-like state, was able to notice three guests arriving, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of that state to allow him to see it and showed him that Hachnosas Orchim is actually greater than communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see the very fact that Avraham Avinu was able to see the guests was a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm taking you out of this trance-like state in order to teach you that G'dayla Hachnosas Orchim Mekabolos Pnei Shechina. Now, the Meiri in Beis HaBechir, his Pirush on Shas in Shavuos Rav Lamed Hei on Beis, makes an interesting insight based on this pasuk, which is connected to what we just said. Umikan omru gedoy lachnos zarchim ekabolos nishkena. Says the Meiri, Arishon, Kloima, sheroyu la'odom levata shkeidosoi v'ispoidudusoi le'kovod habriyas v'achnos zarchim. That sometimes it's appropriate to put aside your own devotion, your own learning, your own growth in ruchnias, if it's to help other people, or whether it's l'kovod habriyas v'achnos zarchim. And this idea of putting aside your own growth in ruchnias in order to help others, although the Meiri says it, it's reiterated later by Achronim. Many people cite the Sefer Haflah. The Haflah was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sefer, and he wrote a Pirush on Chumash called the Ponim Yofes. And if I'm not mistaken, it's also brought in the Hakdom of the Haflah, his famous Pirush on Gemara. But he's got Pirush on Chumash. He brings this a few times, and one of the times is in this week's Parsha, and he says the following. Vayar vayar, it's the cross in Pirush Rashi, is the bottom box of the page. V'she'omar l'Kodesh Baruch Hu l'hamtim l'ashiyaratz l'hach nisarach. V'yeish l'hovim, yoyse inyonoi al pima shebi'anu b'siyat nishma she'omar chazal, v'posuk teire yevakshu v'pihu. The famous posuk says in Malachi that a Rebbe of Teire has got to be angelic. Im harav doime l'malach Hashem tzivokos, then yevakshu teire v'pihu. Then you can learn Teire from him. Yesh lehovin, zeh mipnei sho'inyin ha-melamid is Talmid, the Torah tzorech, she'ik kavnosu lahalos das ha-Talmid. The Rebbe has got to be so focused on his Talmud that he can put aside his own growth in ruchnias, his own steiging, his own learning, for the benefit of his Talmud. Af ki mezeh him menias lahalos es atzmo, even though it's going to sort of slow him down in his own growth in ruchnias and his own proficiency and mastery of Torah. Continues the Ponim Yofes, the Haflah, he says a beautiful insight. For Omru Chaza, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzadik katomor yifroch, she tomor oisoperis. The difference between a tomor, a date palm, and an erez, a cedar tree, is that tomor, a date palm, produces fruit, dates. The Hudimian Hatzadik, and that is why the Tzadik is compared to a tomor, Tzadik katomor yifroch, because a tzaddik is melamed acherim darchei Hashem, he is a mentor and a role model for others, and therefore he produces peiros by inspiring other people to do great things. V'oz eini yochel igadol begavoy kmeiros, but because he is sort of putting aside his own growth in ruchnias in order to help others, he can't become as great as the eros, as tall as the eros. V'zeshe kosev keiros ba'avonayin. And that's what the pasuk goes on to say. Tzadik katoma yifroch ke'erez balvon enyiske. Even though a tzadik is like a tomar because he's producing fruit, and therefore ostensibly he has to sort of put aside his own growth in ruchnias, nonetheless the pasuk assures him and says she'im hudei mele'erez she'inois peiros who gadol begoyva. He will still achieve the great heights of the eretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzliach at oisei b'teira achakach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. He'll become great in Teira, even though he's put aside opportunities to develop his own ruchnias and own Torah learning. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it up to him. K'mo she'amru Chazal, mitalmida yeis mikulam. From his students, he'll actually learn more. He'll become greater. V'haynu da'omah she'af she'hatzadik hu katomar, v'haynu oisei peiros. Even though this tzadik is like a tomar and makes peiros, V'afiru hochi b'zchus zeh asliach Hashem b'yodoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him succeed, la'alos l'malo, to go higher and higher in ruchnias, v'yizka achach l'godl k'eres b'avonan she'en eis k'eres, and yet he will achieve the great heights of the eres, even though the eres doesn't produce fruits. It's a very beautiful idea. It's also, this idea is quoted in the name of the Ksav Sofer in his Hesped for his father, which I've given you the Maramokim for it. So the Ksav Sofer, interestingly, said this about his father. The Chasam Sofer used to say over this vort as well. It's interesting that the Chasam Sofer is a Talmud of the Haflah, who's the Ponim Yofes. Maybe this is where it came from. But anyway, there you go. So you see some very interesting lessons from Avraham Avinu. He knew how to act, says Rav Herschel Schechter, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have taken him out of this trance-like sort of position. And therefore, the fact that he was able to see the Orchim It was a clue from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was appropriate to deal with them and sort of not speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu later. And the idea of the Me'iri in the Ptolemy office, we see the need to sometimes put our own ruchnius on hold in order to help others. Let's press on. Now, we know that Sarah Imenu was a Nevi'ah. We're going to explore a little bit in a few minutes, just the Nevu'ah of Sarah Imenu. The Pasuk says, Vayoyme Hashem el Abraham, this is paragraph 2, the top box of the second page, in Perek Chafalef, whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her voice, says Rashi. Lamadnu shehoya Avraham tofel l'Sarah b'Nevi'as. That Sarah Imenu was inferior to Avraham in Nevi'as. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, listen to Sarah. Now, the Gemara in Megillah says, Megillah Yudalad Omad Aleph, sheva Nevi'as man ninu. There were 7 female prophets, prophetesses. Who were they? Sarah, Miriam, Tevaira, Chana, Avigail, Chulda, Ve'esta. Now, the Gemara goes through each one. How do I know they had the Koyach of Nevuah? Sarah Dichsiv, because it says, Avi Malka Avi Yiska. In describing who Sarah was, she was described as Avi Yiska, or that her father was Avi Yiska. Yiska is Sarah, says Rashi. Says the Gemara, For Omer Yitzchak, Yiska zu Sarah. Says the Gemara there in Megillah, why was she called Yiska? She was able to see ahead in the future in with Ruach HaKodesh. Two questions. Question number one, why do I need 2 psukim to tell me that Sarah was a Nevi'ah? We're told that she was called Yiska, which alluded to the fact that she had Ruach HaKodesh. She had the ability to be a Nevi'ah. And second of all, we're told the pasuk in this week's parasha, Kol Asher Tomar Elecha Sarah Shema B'Kayla. Why do I need 2 psukim? Second question, the Gemara in Megillah lists 7 of the Nevi'ahs, and only Sarah is one of the Emmaus who's listed there. What happened to Rivka and Rachel and Leah? Were they not Nevi'ahs as well? And in fact, Rashi in Parshas Vayetze tells us that they were, because the pasuk says when Leah gave birth to Levi, why was he called Levi? Hapam yilova ishi, says Rashi there in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed Dalet in Parshas Vayetze, Nefisho Hemois Nevi'os Holu. All the Emohus had the ability of Nevuah. The Yoidos Sheshneimos Oshvotim, Yoitzim Yaakov, they knew, Baruch HaKodesh, that Yaakov Avinu would produce 12 Shvotim, Va'arba Noshim Yisrael, he would marry 4 wives. Omra Me'ato, Eino Pitzvim Pe'alai, Sher Natalti Kol Chelki Bebonim. So Leah, after giving birth to Levi, her 3rd child, said, I've now filled my quota. And Yapam, Yilova Ishi, my husband will be attached to me, will be connected to me. That's what she meant. Says Rashi, you see from here that all the Emohus had the ability of Nevuah. So weren't all the Emohus Nevi'os? Why does the Gemara in Megillah only list Sarah amongst the one of the 7 who had this the ability of Nevuah? So this second question is asked by the Sifsei Chachomim on the Rashi there in Parshas Vayetze. This is his lashon. Look at the middle box. V'im toima, v'ham perek kama de Megillah, lo chashiv yelezayim nevi'os, sora mirim devera chana v'gal chudu v'esta. So how come our Rashi tells us that all the emois were nevi'os? Says, answers the Sifsei Chachomim, 2 answers. V'yesh leima, t'hosim chosh v'masha hakram me'ed aleim. There, the Gemara in Megillah is listing 7 nevi'os, where the Torah itself, or the Novi itself, testifies about these 7 women. The Torah is made about Sarah, that she had the ability of Nevuah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you listen to Sarah, she has Ruach HaKodesh. Melamed, Shah Avram, Hoya Tofel, Sarah, Benevius, V'chein Kulam. Avogabi Emois, Lemotzinu Shehoyu Misnabos. With the other Nevius, we don't know that they had the power of prophecy, because this pasuk, for example, of Apam Yilova Ishi, you could just explain it ordinarily. You have to come on to this particular pshat. But the Torah with Sarah tells us categorically that she had the power of Nevi'ah. Kol Asher Tomar Elecha, Sarah Shema B'Koyim. That's the answer of the Sifsei Chachomim, the first answer. He then quotes the Marshal. The Marshal, Pirush, Shahim Mois Lohoy Misnabas Ki'im Al Atzmon. the Emois were able to prophesize about themselves, because they were able to understand what happened to them. But what would be in the future about other people, that they might not know. That's why they were not included in the other, in the list of the seven Nevi'os, only Sora was. So that's the two answers the Sifrei Chacham give to the second question, that surely all the Emois were Nevi'os. Two answers. Number one is that the Torah was made specifically on Sora, but not on the other Emois. And second of all, the answer of the Marshal, that perhaps the other Emois were made or were misnabe about themselves, but not about other people and future events, etc. And that's why they were not included. Now, the Sfas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe, he, in his commentary to the Gemara in Megillah, he asked this question, and he asked the first question as well, i.e., why do we need two psukim to teach us that Sora Meinu was a Nevi'o? Why does it tell us Avi Yisko? And second of all, why does it tell us that Kol HaShatur Ma'alecha Sora Shema V'Koylas? Take a look at the Sfas Emes, the penultimate box on the page. V'kosha Tartzi Kro Lomeli. Why, says the Sfas Emes, do I need two psukim? Why does the Gemara have to bring that one? The Efsha says the Sfas Emes, perhaps. That even before she was married to Avraham, she was a Nevi'ah. Don't think that she only became a Nevi'ah when she married Avraham Avinu. She was a Nevi'ah even before then. Because otherwise you're not going to be called Yisko, because that implies that she inherently was a Nevi'ah even before she married Avraham Avinu. I know one Rav in the community, he once stood up and said, you know, people think that I became a rabbi, this Rav said, when I got smicha. I studied for many years, I got smicha, and that's when I became a rabbi. He said, no, I became a rabbi when I married my Rebbetzin. The Hainu, she was the Rebbetzin before, and he became a rabbi because he married the Rebbetzin. Nice thing to say, but that's exactly what the Sfas Emes is saying. Avraham Avinu, Sora Meinu was a Nevi'ah inherently before she even married Avraham Avinu, Yisko. And it wasn't because of her husband. And says the Sfas Emes, and therefore that fits in very well. We don't list all the other Emois in the seven Nevi'os mentioned there in the Gemara Megillah. That's our other question. That's our second question. With Rivka and Rachel and Leah, you could say that they only became Nevi'os in merit of when they married their husbands. But Sarah was different, says the Sfas Emes, because she was a Nevi'ah before she even married Avraham Avinu, and therefore that explains why she is listed in the Gemara Megillah and why the Gemara brings two psukim to allude to the fact that she was a Nevi'ah beforehand, Yisko, and also in lieu of her husband. Okay, so that's the second idea. One final idea. There is a famous vart of Shalom Bayis that is often quoted in this week's parsha. The pasuk says, "Vayoma Hashem el Avram lama zetzoch katzara." Why did Sara laugh when she was told that she was going to have the child? Ha'af omnum eled vanizo kanti. And when she said, am I going to give birth? I'm so old. The difficulty is, of course, that's not what she said. Says Rashi, Shina HaKosav Mepeh HaShalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the language to make sure there was peace and harmony between Avram and Sarah. Shahari Hi Omra Va'adoini Zokin. Because after all, Sarah said when she heard the news, she laughed and said, really? My husband is nearly 100 years old, is 99 years old, and he's going to father a child. And that, if it would have been reported back to Avraham, would have been a little bit hurtful to him to be called old by his wife. And therefore, he changed the Loshan that he said to Avraham, that Sora actually said, Va'anizokanti, that I, Sora, am old. Which, of course, is astonishing, because it's true. He was 99 years old. And surely, after so many years of marriage, would he really have taken offense? You see, of course, the Bali Musa tell us that Shalom Bayis is so important and is so fragile and sensitive that even a person could have been married decades and has to be very careful in the language they use not to upset their spouse. Last Sunday, Dr. Gerber of Hasmonean fame a teacher there for 40 years. Now, the last 20 years, he's living in Eretz Yisrael, I think it's 20 years. One of the legendary teachers, a remarkable Talmud Chacham, and a person of enormous stature. Anyway, he spoke in the base last Sunday, and sadly, his sight is almost non-existent. But he was able to speak 15, 20 minutes, of course, without a note, without being able to see anything, and captivated the whole crowd, Baruch Hashem. And he told many interesting things, but there's one maisa that he shared that I'd like to share with you, which I think fits into this Rashi. He told the story of Baruch Be'er. Baruch Be'er, the famous Rosh Hashiva, the Talmud Muvuk of Reb Chaim, he, the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenitz, he came to America in the 1930s. To try and fundraise for some urgent money for his yeshiva in Kamenitz. And he was in America for many months. And one time, I think it was in possibly Chicago or New York, I forget, he came into a certain home and the husband and the balabos brought him in. And at the time, the lady of the house recently bought a radio. You can imagine the radio, this is going back to the 1930s. It was a very primitive, wireless, and she was playing some music. And the balabos was a little bit embarrassed that there was music going on in the kitchen. Maybe it was music which was inappropriate for the great Baruch Be'er, the God of Adar, to hear. And when he walked in, he walked into the kitchen and he said, no, please turn the music off, no. And Baruch Be'er later said to his assistant, he goes, I can't stay there. I can't stay in this house. And the husband was mortified. He ran to Rabbi Baruch Be'er and said, I'm so sorry, I didn't know my wife was playing the music. I apologize if I offended the Rosh Hashiva. And Rabbi Baruch Be'er said, that's not what upset me. He said, I can't stay in a house where a husband speaks that way to his wife. To speak to her, no, and to speak a little bit sort of harshly in front of other people, I couldn't stay in your house. That lack of sensitivity to your wife, that's what bothered me. It wasn't the music on the radio. A beautiful story, which I think is an important story to hear. So there we have it, Pashas Vayera, lots going on. The idea of Hachnasas Orchim, Gedeila, Hachnasas Orchim, Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, the precedent that we all know, but how did Avraham Avinu know it? That's Rav Hashem Shechter's answer from the Rambam. And then this idea that sometimes we need to put aside our own growth in Ruchnias in order to help others, as per the Meiri and the Panim Yafes, etc., etc. The idea, the concept of the nevuah of Sara Imenu, why does the Gemara in Megillah have to quote two psukim to demonstrate that Sara Imenu was a nevuah? Number one, she was called Yiska. Number two, that Kola Ashatomar Elecho Sara Shema B'Kayla. And that's the second question is, of course, weren't all the Imayus nevuahs? Why are they not listed in the seven? So we saw the two answers of the Sifsei Chachomim, the answer of the Sfas Emes. And then lastly, this idea of Shalom Bayis and elevated speech, the importance of speaking sensitively and with derech eretz to one's spouse, even after many decades of married life. Thank you for listening. I wish you a very good evening. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.